Why at 30 years old do I live alone with my parents? People like to attack me when I've had a falling out over the past few, you know, my past few friendships. If I've had a falling out with people over the past few years, I think one of the main digs is, well, you live at your home with your parents. I've literally had someone tell me, you live at home with your parents, so your opinion is invalidated, or is invalid, not valid. I've had people who say, with all due respect, you live with at home with your parents. And it's just like a dig. It's a dig at me. And it's something I've wanted to talk about because I definitely feel like I'm not the only one at age 30 living with my parents. And I just wanted to make a video about it, about my circumstances, why this is my circumstances, and why I don't think anyone should be judged, especially nowadays in this economy, of why you're at home into your 30s. I don't want it to come off as I'm like super defensive and like, you know, give it to me. Say I'm pathetic. Say I've messed up in life. I don't care. I do care, but I just don't want this to come off as I'm super, what is the word? Defensive. Like, yeah, I do live at home with my parents. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you kind of my situation, and maybe some people will relate to it. Maybe no one will relate to it, but I just feel like I wanted to put my story out there because literally I got into a fight it's February now. So in October, I got into a falling out with what I thought was a really good friend, and kind of their first digs at me when we were getting into a falling out was, you live at home with your parents, this and that. Like, it's totally they use it as a disrespectful, like, you aren't doing well in life, so I'm going to use that against you. And okay, fine. But I do want to share, which is the point of this video, of why is it that I live at home with my parents at 30 years old? And let's get into it. When I first got sober, and I talk about this all the time, and this isn't a video about that, believe me. But yeah, I really had no aspirations. And this is about 20 years old. And I had just gotten back from a year stint in rehab, on and off of drugs, went into detox twice. Long story short, I'm at 21 years old, right? And kind of starting over with everything. I only had like a few college credits, like I think I'm the equivalent of a sophomore in college because I went to community college and then was abruptly taken out of it to go to rehab, which is fine. I needed that. Yeah. So then I got sober, I hate saying that. I got sober. Like, it's like, okay, trailer park. No, I'm kidding. But I do not, it feels trashy saying that. But when I got sober and I was at 21 years old, I was at my parents' house in Tulsa, and I kind of, you know, was trying to get back on my feet and sort of like, I don't know what to do. And that's where the sport of triathlon came in. And it's hard to catch everyone up, but if you know my story, I've been doing triathlon for 10 years now. And the first 2 or 3 years when I was like super into it, I really, really, really wanted to go pro. I really wanted to go pro, and that's not going to happen anymore. Maybe not, but probably not. I'm just not fast enough. But the thing was, I was like buckled down. I got obsessed with this sport. And if you know me and know addictive personalities, you know that it's kind of a all in or all out. Like, it's 0 to 100. So when I did my first triathlon, I was hooked. I loved it. And it kind of became a family thing. Like, my dad was obsessed with also helping me go faster. My parents both love triathlon, and it kind of took off. You know, I was started triathlon in 2015, and those first like 4 years I lived at home, but instead of kind of working towards a career path, I went all in with triathlon and hired a coach, and I trained all the time. I went to some camps and traveled, and, you know, my home base is my parents. I would stay there and train. So yeah, I wasn't working a 9-to-5, and who's paying for all of it? Well, yeah, at the start, my parents did fund me. And I think that's often mistaken now, that they think I'm not helping out or something, which is really, really annoying, because no one knows any other person's financial situation. But yeah, okay. So then that was like 4 or 5 years. Okay. So now I'm like 24, 25, and I've been working at triathlon all day, every day, train, had a coach. I would go to races all summer long. And it just wasn't like in the it just wasn't really like, yeah, in the back of my mind, I was like, I need to get a stable job. I, of course, had support from my parents. It just was never like, you know, in 20, I started building my brand on social media. I started trying to connect with sponsors and like really make a go of triathlon. And I didn't have someone to tell me, stop this, go stop your dream, stop it, go join the workforce, go, you know, go to trade school, get what. I just didn't do that. And then, okay. And then fast forward. So that was like 4 or 5 years into it. The pandemic. Okay. 2020. Everyone's at home. Everyone. The world's completely fucked. Okay. So that's kind of, I mean, everyone knows what happened there. So 2020 happened, and then 2021 kind of happened, and everyone's kind of coming out of the pandemic. And I went back to really wanting to try, like, all of 2020, my goal was to do a full distance Ironman. But what happened with 2020 was I found my job, blew up, so to speak, on TikTok. And for the next 3 years, so 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024 actually, for the next 4 years, so I'm now like, I guess I was 25 in the pandemic and now I'm 30. It went so fast. It was like a steamrolling. But the thing was, well, why don't you get a job? Why don't you help? Well, I did get a job. Okay. It was social media. And I don't want to give out, I don't really want to say exactly how much I made from sponsors and TikTok over the first 2 years, but it was really good for not having to pay rent, not having to pay for food, not having to pay. I paid for gas. I paid for travel for myself. I paid for all my triathlon stuff. But I was able to literally make a living off my phone. And I used all my money to travel. So for the last 4 years, I have been gone 6 to 7 to even 8. I think it was 2023, I was gone like 8 months of the year. So I wasn't technically living with my parents. I was just traveling. And my parents were my home base. Okay. But people in my circle, and I think it's even the only reason I'm even doing this video, is because of how many times people have used it against me as like a disrespectful thing. Like, you suck because your life sucks. You are a loser because you live with your parents and you're 30 years old. And it happened so fast. Like, it just, I made a lot of money. And so I would do, like, you know, in 2023, I went to Australia 3 times. I went to Kenya. I went to Switzerland. I went to France. And I'm not saying this as a bragging thing. I'm saying it as like, I was never home. I was never home. And so if you look at normal people's life, or if you look at just like the cookie cutter American dream, you know, I don't have a husband or a wife or any semblance of any relationship happening anytime soon. I don't have any of that. I don't have a child. So it made no sense to me why, when I'm spending a month in Australia training for a triathlon and then another month at the, you know, 2 months gone at a time, and then, you know, back home for a month and then back, why would I pay for rent somewhere? And where would I even get? Why would I spend my money? Okay, so I have an apartment sitting there by itself, paying what, $1,500 a month? Why? For it to just sit there? And I thought, and we've talked about it, me and my family were like, it doesn't make any sense in your situation to go. It just didn't make sense. I get it if like, and we also worked well together. Me and my two, it's only me and my mom and my dad and 2 dogs. Like, that's it. It's just, and now I'm at 30 years old, and looking back, you know, now our situation is they're getting older and I have really no, I don't know what I would do. Like, what would I go do? Like, TikTok money has been dying down. Money is dying down, and it might be time to start looking towards, well, I'm already looking for other employment opportunities. But I just wanted to tell you, it was such a rare, it's such an odd path that just never panned out of me getting my own place. And like, I definitely feel like I've been told you don't have to explain it to anyone. I think, I don't know my exact stats. I don't know the exact stats, but I know that like 1400, or sorry, it was like 1 in 3 or 1 in 4 millennials are currently living with their parents at home. Do I want to have my own life and somewhat and separate and like be like with someone else and like or kind of have my own life? Because yeah, it is suffocating still living with your parents, but it's also like, I don't know. It just is also something like what would my next step be? Well, I would have to go get, I don't actually have much savings left after the last 4 years. I still have enough to like, I would go somewhere, but okay. So now think about it. I also have two dogs. These are my parents take care of them, but I have two dogs. Okay. And I don't ever see myself buying property or apartment in the USA. I want out of this country. I want to go to Australia or somewhere in Europe, like Spain, south of France. If I were to ever purchase an apartment, it would be there. And I don't want to leave my dogs. I love them. And I don't know, you can't just take two dogs, two very untrained dogs to Australia or France. They're very, very untrained and they're just goofy dogs and I just can't leave them. And I just want to say, I think this video, I think everyone's circumstance is so different. And I was not on a normal path to get to, you know, what is normal? What is normal? These days, what is normal? Who is in charge of that? Like, what is normal? And I do often think about how would it have been different had I got a college degree, had, you know, the pandemic changed everything. I would have definitely already been in some sort of career if TikTok hadn't been so successful. It just made no sense. It still makes no sense to really go find my own spot. But I do know that people use it as a big attack on me. And yeah, they use it as an attack on me. So I don't, and I think it's more of a reflection of them. I know everyone always says that, but I do think it's a reflection of them. And I also think it's, why wouldn't someone embrace their supportive parents? If you had the opportunity to not pay rent and not pay for groceries, you wouldn't do that. I don't know. And that's my story of why I'm 30 years old living with my parents. It was just one big trajectory with this all-encompassing sport involved. This all-encompassing sport that I was like, I'm obsessed with. Switched into now a remote job where I'm literally making more money than I ever thought I would. But I can travel doing it. Why am I in my prime, 26, 27? You know, if I have the money, you would go to Switzerland for a month, right? I mean, so that's my story. That's why I'm 30 years old living at home with my parents. If you have any questions or if something didn't make sense or you just want to let me have it, tell me it's pathetic. Tell me I'm pathetic. Tell me I'm a big old loser. I don't care. I really don't. I just want this to, because I'm very sad. I'm happy with where things are going and I love my parents. They love me and we have a good thing worked out. So I do want to hear your thoughts on that. Yeah, let me have it. Tell me what you think and why you think I get so much hate for this. I want to know. So yeah, that's why I live at home with my parents. If you like this video, check out all my other videos. I also run a podcast called Noodle On with Noel. Go check it out.